Our gospel is going to come from Dolly Parton, along with a cast of dozens. Hope you enjoy it. As you know, I like to close down the Black Diamond Show with the gospel number, and the one you just heard here is Dolly Parton, along with Larry Cordell and a bunch of other folks. Jerry Sally's on here too, I do believe, doing In the Sweet By and By. That's from a release which came out in 2021 called Country Faith Bluegrass, which featured a mixture of new tracks like this one and some older tracks. Well, new tracks and old tracks, hope you've enjoyed everything you heard today on the Black Diamond Show. I am Mando Richard. You can always drop me a note and let me know how you like today's episode. It's episode number 0172. I'm Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
I've got to ask, Mando, how do you see people on the radio? I'm not too sure. Hey, guess what? It is 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, and guess what? Yep. Take a guess. Take a guess. It's time for a little thing called... Viva La Mock!
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil.
Thank you. After years, you're still struggling with precious little to show for all your work. There are those who might help you, but all you get is dead air. And if they answer, well, they'll treat you like some bother, a pest to chase away, someone of no value.
Thank you.
That is new music from Longboat here on the Viva La Mock radio program. New album's called Out of Place. That was Linda Hand. Wrapping up that first set of music here on my little radio program. Before that, went back to the late 80s, 88, 89. Right around there when the Swans, or Swans, put out the Burning World album. And I was going to go for another song because there's like, I have a go-to on that album. A go-to. And then I was looking at the titles of the songs and I was like, wait a minute, they have a song called Mona Lisa, Mother Earth. Today's Earth Day. Play the Earth song. So I did. Mona Lisa, Mother Earth from Swans. Before that, Yola Tango. I went back to Electropura for Blue Line Swinger, and I'll tell you why I played that one in a second, but I want to wrap up the songs I played. Some Lou Reed. Lou Reed started off the entire set from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because, indeed, my name is... It's Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. And it comes to you each and every Friday evening, usually live. I might throw a couple Memorex ones in there, just occasionally. Keep us all on our toes. Currently, you can still hear an encore presentation of this show on Tuesday afternoons at 2. And I say still, but so here's what's happening. The only reason why we do an encore presentation, outside of my ego and my contract demanded it, but that my contract ran out like 6 years ago. So that's a challenge. And we got more people doing shows. We don't want them not to do a show because the Mockster needs more airtime. No. So we'll enjoy it while it lasts. Oh, what should I tell you? How about it's 25 minutes past 9. It is Friday, April 22nd. It is Earth Day. You are listening to Viva La Mock. So I'm getting all those things. Check, check, check. Oh, midnight. My plan is to do a midnight mock. Take an artist, a word, a performer. Some sort of theme and pay tribute to it. So right away you're like, is it Earth Day? Mockster, is it Earth Day? Is it Earth Day? Well, guess what? If it was Earth Day, I wouldn't have played the Swans with a song called Mother Earth in it. Now, would I? Use your head, Melvin, and Joe, and Veronica, and everybody else listening. I think I named all three of you, right? Oh, before I get into the next set of music, I want to tell you. So I played the Yola Tango was inspired by the fact that during the week I listened to multiple forms of music. I've got the satellite radio. I've got the terrestrial radio. I still listen to CDs. Still listen to vinyl. I still got a whole bunch of cassettes. I really don't listen to those right now, but... And I was listening to another radio station. I was, because, you know, sometimes I enjoy what other stations play. And they have this segment that they do each week where people kind of can... They give you what the theme is in the morning, and you can, like, post it on the social medias, or you can, like, vote for whatever you want to fit within that theme. And they had one... Just this past week, which was Drummers Who Sing. I'm like, wow, what a great category. So I don't know. So they played three songs. And I'll admit, I was a little disappointed. Now I don't know. So maybe they truly take the top three that you, the listener of that station, voted for. And at that point, you're taking it to the masses. And the masses ain't that smart. No offense to you guys. I'm talking about the masses, not the three of you I talked about earlier. The masses. So they didn't play Yola Tango. Georgia, come on! So anyway, because of that, throughout the duration of my evening, and I don't know if I'll highlight all of them, but it inspired me to say, let me find songs where the drummer was singing on it. And so the drummer might not have been the lead singer. So it might not be like Don Henley. Might not be the Eagles. And I can tell you, it isn't the Eagles. I'm not playing the Eagles. But it might be a one-off song where maybe Dennis Wilson was singing a Beach Boys song or something of that nature. So I'm gonna sprinkle that in throughout the duration of the evening because that's kind of what inspired me for a lot of my songs. It did. Also, it is Earth Day, so if I can find anything that might be earthy related, I'll play that. Whatever you want to hear, I had some requests that came in during the week on the hotline on the wrctrequest@gmail.com. So I will get to those before the night is over. So thank you so much. If you want to throw a request on that hotline, I call it a hotline, but it's an email address. If you want to email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com and say, hey, Moxer, this doesn't fit in any of the things you're talking about, but I want to hear it. That's okay. That's how this show works. So please do that. Or if you just want to call me up, you can do that. I'm standing here. There's a phone right by me. 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. Speaking of Earth Day, every time I think of Earth Day, I always have to play this song, which name drops Earth Day, but it's got the date wrong. It's Dramarama.
It's April 21st, and everybody knows today is Earth Day. Merry Christmas, happy birthday to whoever's being born. I'm trying hard to think of something meaningful and worthy, kind of earthy, to make everybody ask themselves just, what are we doing here? And what are we doing to her? I don't know. What are we gonna do?
You must have had a heavy day. Hey, cowboy, I dig your shoes. I know they're walking heavenly ways. Now I know you well enough to say yeah.
Come on. got on me. I can't erase your memory. And you never said I was the only one. But you always knew that I thought I was.
Brand spanking new music from Lanny Flowers. New album's called Flavor of the Month, and that's the track, What Did I Know? Well, what did I know? Oh, I know what I played. Other songs. I played other songs in that set. Sorry, my background music got really slow on me. So, before the Lanny Flowers, how about some Big Star? Yeah, Jody Steffens was actually singing lead, the drummer on that one, Way Out West. And speaking of drummers singing, how about Badfinger? Badfinger with the song Cowboy. Drummer took the leads on that one. See? Not hard to find. Drama Vano. Drama-rama from Vinyl. I got too excited. I want to say the album name already. So, from their album Vinyl, Drama-rama with their Ode to Earth Day, which misnamed the day by one day. It does say April 21st is Earth Day, but it's April 22nd. It's today. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are they going to do? They should have recorded the song again and scratched the vinyl album and then reissued it, and then people would have this rare collectible version with the wrong lyric. That's what they should have done, but they didn't. Well, they didn't ask my opinion. Whose opinion do I care about? I care about your opinion. Are you listening to my radio show and enjoying it? Let me know. If you're listening and your radio's stuck on the dial and you're like, God, I really wish I could be on a different station that just played Static and Fuzz all day, let me know. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is my email address. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Yeah, we're only 44 minutes into a four-hour show, so just buckle up, Buttercup. Because I don't know where it's going. I really don't. I didn't make sure. I got to work on that mock. I got a mock that I hope to have a mock. I have a mock in mind for midnight. So it's an in-mind mock at midnight at this point. Hopefully I will see if I have all the songs. I have one of the songs ready. So if I can find the other 47 songs, then we'll be perfect. Speaking of mocks, you know, just a few weeks ago, and by a few weeks ago, back in March, when my mocks were celebrating the fact that it was International Women's Month, I was doing mocks in celebration of female artists, and I did a Bengals mock. There is a Bengals song. Well, it's actually a cover song. They're covering Katrina and the Waves, but it's the Bengals with drummer Debbie Peterson taking lead vocals on it. It's going down to Liverpool here on Viva La Mock.
old man, he was flesh. They wheeled him in upon a trolley. Virilin, virilin, draw a window on his skin now. Virilin, 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 virilin. This old man, he was next, blindfolded to face the folly. Virilin, virilin, love will come of all our sins. Painted on my tail fin now. Virilin, virilin, virilin. This old man persevered. In his mind he lay with Molly. Virilin, virilin, cleanse us with your healing grin. Septicemia always wins now. Virilin, 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 virilin. This old man, he was gone. He was gone and I was sorry. Virilin, virilin, down I spiral, down I spin. Forces, sweetheart, I'm your twin now. Virilin, virilin,
Yeah.
Elvis Costello and the Imposters. From his brand new disc. Brand new. Came out in January, but it's still brand new. 2022. And his 32nd solo, or his, not solo, but studio album. Because he's had the Attractions. The Imposters are basically Attractions with like one different member. He's put out a bunch of stuff. 32 albums. The Death of Magic Thinking from... I'm going to knight him right now. Sir Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Before that, Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians from the Respect album gave us the Yip song. Segued that out of a Soft Boys cover, Queen of Eyes, as done by Spy Genius. Segued that one out of, or as the kids say, cued that. I'm probably using it wrong. Anyway, I segued that one out of the Bangles doing a song that Kimberly Rue of the Soft Boys wrote, going down to Liverpool. Because Debbie Peterson was playing drums and singing on that one. And I told you I wanted to, you know, play some singing drummers that weren't Karen Carpenter. I don't know. I might still play Mickey Dolenz. And I do, I will say that on the, I can't say on deck. On the potential list, there is a Foo Fighters song Taylor Hawkins will not be singing on, but, or Dave Grohl, he's a drummer. I don't know if you remember, he played in this other band called, Scream. Yeah, he played drums for Scream. And you know what, 86 million adults in America, they have pre-diabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. So if you're busy, all it takes is less than a minute to know where you stand. And there's no excuse. If you go to doihaveprediabetes.org, take a short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. I want to give you the right website if you're going to try. I don't know what question number one was, but it was like, do you eat a lot of sugar? That might be in the questions. I really don't know. What I do know... Oh, I do know one more thing. That each and every Sunday night, you can pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner here at WRCT. You're like, what are you talking about, Moxter? Breakfast for dinner? You're blowing my mind. Yeah, it's an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies as prepared by chef DJ Chris Wired. It's power pop. It's punk. It's psychedelic. It's anything that actually feeds the mind. And it's Sunday nights from 11 to midnight here in WRCT. And then he has an encore. He currently has an encore presentation Thursdays at 1. And that's the one I listen to. Love it every time because he'll be like, hey, here's some new Hoodoo Gurus. And I'm like, wow, Hoodoo Gurus have a new album out? So Chris is on top of things. That encore is Thursdays from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. It's right here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Or online, like I listen. When I'm working, not doing this, when I'm working doing other stuff, I listen on the WRCT.org. Got to tell you that. I want to remind you, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you right here on WRCT Pittsburgh each and every Friday night with an encore Tuesday afternoons. Starting at 2 right after Sean Watson's Minute Pause. I'll tell you more about that show probably later in the show. If you have a request, there's two ways to get a hold of me and reach me. I know, my brain's just firing off on all things right now. To get a hold of me and reach me, you can send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear. Or just call me, 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. Joe called up and said, Moxter, I know you're playing a lot of singing drummers, and I'm pretty sure this one you've got ready. But I'm going to tell you, Joe, I did have the band ready. I was going to play something off of Candy Apple Gray, but you said no. Go back to New Day Rising. Play some Husker Du. Grant Hart, drummer and songwriter extraordinaire. It's Terms of Psychic Warfare.
Come on, baby.